Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am here today with Jeremy Koss. Jeremy, welcome to the Well One Connection podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you are our clinic director for HRMC. You are fairly new. I'm kind of bombarding you here on your first couple of days. Tell us a little bit about you, just about yourself. If I was meeting you on the street, who is Jeremy Koss?
All right, yeah. My name is Jeremy Koss. I grew up in Miller, South Dakota. Huron is certainly close to home and close to my family and friends. It was always a treat to come to Huron growing up because that meant that I could go to either a movie or Walmart, which were the treats growing up. So grew up in Miller, went to the University of South Dakota and got my undergraduate and graduate degrees through the USD Coyote community. And then I went on to begin my career in healthcare administration. I'm very passionate about healthcare and very passionate about the clinic setting and the communities that I serve. So in my free time, I like to travel a lot. I like to hike. I like to try new recipes, cook a little bit. A motorcycle, that is it's a really good way to clear my head, go for a motorcycle ride. And I try and get involved in different organizations that I'm passionate in. Historically, I've gotten involved with Special Olympics or after-school programs or Big Brother, Big Sister, volunteer services that I can find.
Yeah, well, there's lots of opportunities here in Huron for you to do that. Excited for you, for you to start that. So to start off, you know, you grew up in Miller, ended up at USD and have been working elsewhere for a little while, but this is kind of home. What made you, you went to USD. Did you know when you went to college that you wanted to do something in healthcare?
Yeah, I actually knew I was going to do healthcare when I was in high school. I never had a question of what industry I was going to go into. Healthcare to me is one of the few industries that has such a large impact on a community that we serve, a society that we're a part of, but each individual life that we touch throughout the day as well. So just being able to be a part of that work that's so important to the people that we serve, that was really valuable to me.
So what sparked your interest in that? I mean, did you have family that you saw, that maybe was in healthcare that you saw that, or is it just, accessing healthcare in your own community, or what was it that sparked that interest?
You know, I don't know what initially sparked it, but I certainly, through my history, have found that it's becoming more and more important to me as I've seen more and done more, seeing communities that don't have access to good and high quality healthcare and how they struggle and how it impacts. I did have a mentor once tell me that healthcare, we do serve the healthcare needs of the people that we encounter throughout the day. But we also serve a lot of different items in our society as well. We help with education. We help with food insecurity. We help with housing insecurity. Our social workers do fantastic work out in our communities. Transportation services, translation services, so many things come through our walls. Domestic abuse, people that are needing shelter, needing food, needing someone to talk to, behavioral health. A lot of these people that we encounter throughout the day, they don't have anywhere else to go. So while yes, they are just one of the many people that we work with every day, to them, this may be a moment in time that has a significant impact on their life.
Sure. So kind of that care of the whole person,
absolutely.
All of those factors. So you've gone through some intense education and training, and that led you to some leadership positions in healthcare. Can you walk us through a little bit of what your career has been thus far in healthcare?
Yeah, I can begin. In grad school, I had the great opportunity to assist with some research with faculty and Sanford World Clinics, working with expanding access to certain service lines in Ghana, Africa. And so I went down to Africa and worked with some of these communities that I was speaking of that have absolutely no access to healthcare. Folks would be walking for 2 days to see a doctor. You go to the local hospital, and you'd see pregnant women sleeping on the sidewalk outside the hospital for weeks until they deliver, because they know if they're not there at time of delivery, then their chance of survival is significantly decreased. And you see, I went on a 2-hour boat ride to get out to an island nation and so I was doing education with them on things that, even though they have a very limited diet, very limited exercise opportunities, what are ways that we can look at prolonging their life, or what things they need from a healthcare standpoint that they are not receiving. So just seeing that very raw side of our species and how important our work is every day. And so that gave me some great exposure into the importance of healthcare. After working with Stanford World Clinics, I did join the fellowship program and was trained from a very high level across the entire Stanford enterprise. So I was living out of a suitcase. I was working weekends, nights, holidays, working everything, traveling around to see all the different departments, different service lines, meeting different people. It was exhausting. It was amazing. It really challenged me, helped me become a better leader. And it was just a great opportunity to learn healthcare from an enterprise standpoint. After that, I joined Avera as a clinic manager and was working with a practice very closely, a fantastic practice there again. It's in critical access facility, rural Iowa, and had just a great opportunity to join the community, join the practice, learn, grow, and challenge myself and those around me to see how we can do better at providing healthcare at a community level and meeting the needs of our community, growing and learning as I went through that. As I was a clinic manager, shortly thereafter, I also became a hospital senior administrator to work on leading and developing multiple departments throughout the hospital as well, working with a strategy of where does our healthcare facility, clinic, hospital, how do we see the direction of our community going in the future? What things do we need to do? What do we need to implement? How do we need to stabilize financially? How do we respond to changes in regulations or rules or laws or payers? And how do we apply those changes to try and have the least disruption to the ability of us to provide high quality care to our community? So I've had a lot of great experiences. I've learned from every one of them, and I'm excited to join HRMC and see how I can continue to learn and grow and with this team and with this community.
That experience, you know, especially with the critical access, you know, very similar to what we have here. When you talk about your history in your work in grad school with the Stanford World Clinics, you know, we're considered a medically underserved population. We have great healthcare here. So when it really puts that into perspective, what truly is medically, you know, underserved.
Oh, absolutely.
The reason we are considered that in our rural region here is just because of, you know, the miles between towns and the ability for us to have physicians. We're very lucky in Huron. We don't necessarily have that. We have a great clinic here. We have wonderful providers in our community. What about joining our clinic and our system here in HRMC makes you the most excited? You know, what opportunities can you visualize to see going forward here?
Yeah, I'm very excited about so many different aspects of this practice and this team here. Like you said, I certainly understand how many miles are between facilities out here. Growing up in Miller, I was actually born in HRMC, so it's a 45-minute drive to receive OB services. There's not a lot out here, and that's really exciting. I think it gives us an incredible ability to be creative to meet the needs of not just our community here in Huron, but our regional community around the facility as well. I'm very excited. The people I've met are so friendly. I look forward to continuing to meet more of our team, more members of our team, and building those relationships, meeting more of patients, and seeing how they perceive their care and how all the good work that's already happening here at HRMC. Because from my eyes, there's so much good work that's happening, and that's what really really attracted me to this team. You see certain teams that are okay with being complacent and not looking to grow, not looking to develop, not looking to be better every single day. And when I came here to Huron, I certainly see a thirst for all the possibilities of what we can do as HRMC, not just again for Huron, but for the surrounding region as well. So I really, really am excited to join that movement. I'm excited to try and add my experience, add my skill set, and I'm really excited to learn from all those that are around me.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to have you on our team, and you know the area, but you also kind of know how important our community is for the rural individuals that live maybe not right in Huron, but around our community.
Absolutely.
So a little bit more about you. You know, you touched on a little bit about who you are, have helped with things like Special Olympics and Big Brothers Big Sisters, those types of things. What has drawn you to do that? You like being that mentor. What has brought you into those types of services that you've provided and volunteered with?
Yeah, I think just finding passions within anything. There's so much with my work with Special Olympics. It was kind of, I was kind of thrust into that work. It's such a great population, and I really enjoy sports. It's an interest of mine, and there was a need in that community that they didn't have someone that could coach swimming, and I have a history of coaching swimming, and they didn't have somebody that could coach basketball, and I used to play basketball. I didn't have a history of coaching soccer. The guys strong-armed me into that against my will. They promised me that they would teach me how to coach them at playing soccer. So yeah, that's what we did, and it's always a learning experience as well. Big Brothers Big Sisters. I love kids. I love mentoring. I love being able to work with people. That's one thing. I mean, we have young patients certainly that come through the doors, but our work when we're just it's very intellectual work. You work with a lot of very talented, very highly educated, skilled people in each of the different professions that we encounter throughout our work here at HRMC. But it's also nice to see the other side of the community, see the kids, see the people that we don't necessarily have to work with every single day here. And then being able to turn off certain parts of your brain and just relax, just shoot around a basketball or work on some reading homework with one of the kiddos or play tic-tac-toe. And so I really like that. I like the diversity that comes with volunteering, and it matters to me what the needs are in the community, but also what my passions and interests are and where I see that I can fit into those.
Really been wonderful to kind of get to know you a little bit, to talk about what you're excited about here, talk about your history, and your education and what has brought you here. Is it kind of like coming home? Does it
It
feel a little bit like
is,
coming home?
yeah, it absolutely does. It's been a very interesting. I've been away from home for quite a while, so being able to come back and seeing the old stomping grounds and being a part of the community, it's very exciting.
Yeah, kind of feels good, I
It does feel
imagine.
very, very good.
Yeah.
The other night, actually after work, I was able to go to my niece's basketball game, go from the clinic to the basketball game, and that's something I've not ever been able to do before. So it's very exciting to be back
Right.
home.
Well, great. We're thrilled to have you, and we're looking forward to, chatting with you more. I'm sure we'll be catching up with you on kind of a regular basis here on the podcast just to see what's going on at the clinic. So again, welcome, Jeremy. And I think as far as our community, if anybody wanted to reach out to you, if they have suggestions or if they have questions about the clinic, how's that work for you? You get you open door, call the
Oh,
clinic, ask for Jeremy.
absolutely. Yep. I'll take any advice anyone's got to give.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to get out there and meet people in the community and kind of probably reacquaint with some people in the community. Any questions, you can certainly reach out to the clinic at 605-353-7660 or hrmcphysiciansclinic.org. Jeremy, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.